Yes, yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur show. Mandem United podcast meets the Ballers at the Bridge podcast meets talking that Tottenham talk. Of course, just yesterday now, if you are in the UK time zone, Chelsea and Tottenham Hotspur played at Stamford Bridge. Goals from Chalobah and Jackson. Comfortable victory for Chelsea, so we will be discussing that. Of course, that will be the main talking point. Anything Manchester United related, if you don't want to ask about, unfortunately, feel free. I don't really want to talk about United, but we're here. But first and foremost, please make sure you run up the likes. Hit the like button on the video, whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back. Please share across all of the socials at That's Me Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV across all socials. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel Sarcasm City TV. And when you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell as well. Big up to everyone who's listening on the audio platform, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, etc. Big up to Casually FC for the raid as well, people. And like Andrew already said in the chat, yo, get the likes up. Stop acting 16 out of 10. Obviously, merch is available. You see it right here, people. 16 out of 10 in black and white. You see it here in the blue and white as well, people. Link is in the pinned comment as well. So we got Jez in the building. And also, you know what I'm saying? So first and foremost, Jez, what are you telling me? You good? Is he even there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Jez, yo, big up.
There he is. Jez, he finally shown up. Slandering Madison per usual, and of course at Sarcasm City TV, you know we have the greatest squad depth. There is no weak links. Everybody here, you know what I'm saying, is a franchise star player, world class, generational talent, and I genuinely rate everyone I have on the channel apart from Ryan, and I genuinely mean that from the bottom of my heart. So it's been a minute since he's been on the channel, but I see him doing his thing on Chic TV. And it's always great when he calls in on the fan calling shows, and it's good to have him here to talk more in depth. My lad De Niro is in the building. Yes, De Niro, what are you telling me?
They are, man.
What's good, man? Yo, the energy seems low, man. Normally you're full of energy, plenty to say, fam. What's going on? Chat to me, family. Chat to me.
It's not been easy, you get me, obviously. And you know me, normally I'm a bubbly man, you get me? Yeah. I'm a happy man, but well, this team just continues every day of my life to just let me down, man. And this is what happened. Now I've got guys in the comments, all my new virgins I've made, they're cooking me. Yes. It's long, man.
You deserve it, Nero, because you be talking the most in the chat. It's great. Nah, it's great. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my done. You know that nothing more love for you, De Niro. But yeah, you deserve this fully. De Niro always got the most to say in the chat, and I love it because it's always jokes. But like, seeing him, like, I've never seen you like this before. Like, I've seen you after Spurs losses. I've seen you, like, in the comment section where you might be disappointed, but you just seem deflated. No, I'm sure it's not only this result, but it's previous results and the performances as well. That's the biggest thing I've seen with Spurs in regards to the game against Chelsea and the game against Arsenal. Yes, both two bad results, but performances also matter as well. But before we get into all of that, big up to Gaming for Life. Big up my guy Eli in the chat each and every time. AJB, I see you. Ben Talks Chelsea. Andrew, the Crook Ladham is prime in the cut. Warrior J, of course, in the cut as well, man. Big up to everyone. Hey, Eli, why am I a crook? What did I do, man? And TJ with a warm welcome. Say, De Niro, welcome to Sarcasm City TV. You deserve it, bro. Big up to my guy, Double B. Says, big up 16 out of 10. Again, people, make sure you keep all your comments or your questions. I know the vast majority will be about the Chelsea Spurs game, so keep them in regards to those two clubs. Of course, if you've got any Manchester United questions, that is fine as well. I want to make sure we get to your question. Super chat. But De Niro, man, we'll start with you. Before we even go into the North London derby and everything like that. Chelsea 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, you chose to pick me first because you felt like it. No, it's calm, though. It's calm. Yeah, no problem. No.
You know why that
is? Don't let this. This right here on top left is an instigator, isn't it? So let stay your peace and keep the step, man. This is what this guy wants to do.
I have much more of an idea what Jez is going to say. De Niro, me and you haven't spoken in depth in a strong minute. So I'm sure if all I right. ask the chat, I'm a man of the people. I bet if I ask the chat, who do you want to hear from?
You are a man of the people. But when I say United have a chance against City in the FA Cup final, you don't want to hear it.
All of a sudden,
I'm just trying to be the man of the people, like you said.
It's because it's you. You could tell me, yo, these are the winning lottery numbers, and I still tell you, shut up. Just because it's
you. This is what I say, MDNF. Don't listen to this guy. Like, let's say, don't listen to this guy, because he's trying to set you up, man. See, the chat. They're like sharks ready to just bite them, man.
Do you know why it's so sad? It's because I'm a sarcastic guy, innit? That's why I probably even ended up here. God made me here, put me here for a reason, man. When it comes to me just being the sarcastic guy with all of my brethren, where there's no cameras and all of that, and I come here, and then the sarcasm is really, really just getting into rat with me and trigger me. I'm not used to it. So that's why I am how I am now. But now, man, getting into the game. Well, I told it, the other day, I said this. I said that Chelsea will exploit this high line because I said Madueke will look good with this high line. I said Nicholas Jackson will exploit this high line too. And that is exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Once again, I feel like it's a bit of naivety from the manager because even though we were losing 1-0, I feel like in the second half, obviously, like, I don't know if we would have got a goal, but we were still, we played better than the first half. And then obviously he went and made the changes and then brought on Højbjerg. Now, you see Højbjerg, this is a player where...
Talk about...
It's coming like you just wanted to sacrifice the team in it. Like that's what you were on. You came on the pitch, you're giving the ball away, playing like you're a Sunday league player, playing like you're under 10s player. You may as well just sit on the bench or you may as well just cut from the club, try to get yourself out of a contract because that's ridiculous, man. Like you're playing around the corner balls without even checking your shoulders, nothing. Like this is just basics of football. But I feel like it's even the fact that he just doesn't even want to be here no more. I can tell the way he plays, the way he's come on the pitch in that game. It just goes to show, like, even, fault me if I'm not, but even the second goal, I feel like he could have cleared that off the line, but he just kind of just saw it. I was like, you know what, like, I can't be, but in my opinion.
I think he has to anticipate that quicker because the only place Jackson is going to score is there. So, but that's between him and Son because if one of them go and engage and then one of them drops off onto the line, they probably clear.
Obviously, big up everyone in the chat. We got play one. I didn't watch the game. I said it yesterday. I wasn't going to watch the game, so I didn't actually know what happened in the play in between, like the whole from minute 0 to minute 90. Because I said, you know what, I was just going to watch the Europa League matches. But I did see the goal. You see with Højbjerg. Dude, that's Demetrio. The guy's Demetrio, bro. Like the dude didn't remember what his assignment was. He realized it too late. The goal went in.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Go on, carry on.
He's just useless, man. Like what Jess said, man. I don't know, man. Like, you get me? Like, bro, you're not even a special player to even be thinking like, oh yeah, I should be on the pitch. You know these players, they get gassed and that, and then you're sitting on the bench. And you're thinking, no, I should be on the pitch ahead of who, bro? Ahead of who? Not ahead of Basuma, not ahead of none of these players, not ahead of Pat Matterson, no way. So you need to come on the pitch and prove a point to people like myself, all the other fans that support the club who don't rate you. Come and prove a point, bro, because at the end of the day, obviously, I believe that Højbjerg in a different style of play that suits him more will actually play better. But in this style of play, you get it. It's not working, bro. It's not there for it. And I just feel like you're just useless. And then obviously... the manager tried Kulu in the 10, did all right, but you get me, it wasn't anything special. Even in the first half, we had like 2 shots, bro. And the 2 shots, I don't even remember what 2 shots they were. Like, it was poor. Like, it's just poor. Like, we keep possession, that's all good in that. But like they say, possession doesn't win games, man. Like, that's just left. Possession don't always win games. This is the case of the matter. And I even feel like even though in the second half we played a bit better and we had a couple chances, they still weren't chances to me that I'm looking at like, wow, like, we should have got back in this game or we should have done this. Like, it's all good to look at. Everybody wants a style of play. Everybody wants this and that. But, bro, I'll be real. Like, Spurs fans are gassed over a style of play. They'd rather have a style of play than win trophies, bro. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not saying that Ange can't win us trophies, but I'm just saying that in the cases of Like how everybody was so gassed when he came, and then we had that little run and everybody was excited. I'll repeat this again. When I came on this channel, the first ever time I came on here, I literally said, Ange has made me happier, but he has not completed my life. I came on here and I said that. And this is the specific reason why I said that, because I know my team. It's not a job that you're just gonna come in here and then everything. That, like, even me, when we had that run, it took me by surprise. I was shocked. I was thinking, like, what is going on here? But like I said, I knew it kind of just wouldn't last. And then why my team has now messed me up. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Brennan Johnson. Thank you, Kulu. Thank you, James Madison. Thank you, all of you. Thank you for what you've done to me. Because I've now been on the net. The receipts are now there. People are going to cook me for the rest of this summer, bro. Just because of you lot. So now it's a thing where now I'm looking at this top four race. It's done, guaranteed, 100%.
I agree with that. I think it's done. I agree with you.
But one thing I can't, I just, and it probably won't happen, but listen, I pray to God. Listen, United, I can't, man. Like, I'm saying, I don't think it will happen, but.
Oh, yeah, we gonna catch you.
But it's not out the window because we're gonna play Liverpool. Personally, once again, when we play Liverpool at Anfield, I feel like we're gonna get beaten again because I said when we go to Chelsea, we're gonna get beaten. Our record at Stamford Bridge is ridiculous. You get me? And I think our record at Anfield is ridiculous too.
Yeah, so it's very, very bad, your record there. Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, obviously, I understand where United fans are coming from. That's, it probably won't happen, but at the same time, it's still like, you get me? No, I don't think so either.
No.
But I'm just saying, for this team, like, just in general, I'm just putting it out there, speaking things into existence like they say in this world. Don't you dare let that happen. I don't want to see none of that. Don't you dare. Because if I do, you get me, like, bro, man, I might need to buy a new laptop because even earlier, my laptop got a little chip on it because of these guys, bro. So, listen, at the end of the day, like, I need to see just the top. If we get top five, it is what it is. But like I said,
you'll finish top five. I think that's where you'll finish.
You get, so, like I said, like, it's nothing to be gassed over. To be fair, even if we went champs, we wouldn't have done anything anyways. So you get me? I'm just waiting for this summer, man. Like, the summer is where, obviously, I'll judge the manager properly and see what it is. But it's not starting off well with all these Conor Gallagher agendas, innit?
Yeah, so you know how far I do.
See, this flawless guy, but you lot see this. You see me, I'll draw him like, this flawless guy is a troll.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. He's an instigator.
But this is the same De Niro, people. We was doing a Mandem United. This is about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about Bruno. And, you know, he was in the chat, was like, ah, well, you know, maybe you should try Bruno here and maybe you can get a tune out of Bruno. You see him smiling for those.
It was a genuine question.
Hey, De Niro, let me ask you, would you take Bruno at your club? Bear in mind your attack's not the best.
I'd rather have him than Madison right now.
Hey, let's swap. I would swap my
I'm gonna take somebody that shows up for the last 6 months than the first 6 months.
Please, I hope that the Spurs board feel the same. As much as Madison's been poor this season,
they don't feel the same because they've been making wrong decisions for years. Like, his ass needs to go to Galatasaray. That's the worst thing.
I'm a criminal, TJ. TJ knows it. I ain't no criminal, man. This is our race. I just put myself because De Niro got hella jokes when it comes to Bruno. When I ask about Gallagher,
it was a genuine question.
People ask all these questions, all of a sudden,
I didn't know because we hadn't spoken in depth. I had an idea.
You know the force of literally.
Yeah, I just had to make sure, man. I'm here to make sure. I don't assume anything. There's no presumptions over here, man. This is make sure stuff. You know what I'm saying? Make sure FC over here.
You don't have to answer.
Nah, he made it perfectly clear. He don't want Captain Connor. That's first. Big up to C2 for the super chat. My guy says, Tottenham get battered everywhere they go. Chelsea with another 16 out of 10 performance versus those dirty roosters. Yo, by the way, you still got that Ray Ray vid. Hey, come on, man. Like, you already know, man. It's what
I'm Ray Ray?
I'm saying. Am I black? That's what Troops calls Ryan, isn't it? Come on, man. You should already know C2.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as for speaking of 16 out of 10 t-shirts are available, people, now available for worldwide shipping. So worldwide shipping, wherever you are in the world, we've got you. Two different designs, as you can see. I've got, well, the same design here, but we've got four different colors, two different designs, people. Check out the website. Link is in the pinned comment, sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. That is sarcasmcetv.myshopify.com. Only available for a limited time only at this great price of, you guessed it, people, £16.10 until the shop closes on the 16th of this month at 10 p.m. And then it will be reopened at a later date with more merch, people, but it won't be at this great price of £16.10. But big up to you, C24 for the super chat each and every time. But yeah, go on, carry on. Carry on. Say what you're saying there, Dadero. So no Gallagher, you're saying you're not liking what you hear from this
comment? Doing the Gallagher prop, we're not doing none of that. And you know why we're not even due to do none of that? Because you see what, as I said this the other day, one thing I would hate to see is a Werner and a Gallagher combination in my club. That is the worst. That's like a nightmare. You get that? That's a serious nightmare that I just couldn't. I've said this anyways. You lot think I'm joking. I don't live too far from the training ground. I will step there. This is not a joke. I don't think that man just come on here just to say stuff. I promise you, bro. I will vlog that. I will step there, bro. Because you see where it is? Like, one of the things where when I get more into my club, and this is why, for a while, man, football was really hurting me. I had to take a break because of these guys, bro. So, like, now I'm back, and you get me, and I'm just watching them. This is just the story of Tottenham. This is what people need to understand. And I feel like it's all of you rival clubs. It's your fault. This is why I blame you, lot. It's all your fault. Let me tell you why. Because you lot do this thing where I personally, I've said this and people can say, what's it called? I'm chatting or whatever. I know this is facts and I've said this so many times. Yeah. My club, for a club that hasn't won anything, I don't know why we get so much ratings. Bro, we are in the same caliber. Yeah. I'm being honest with you. Like, not when it, with the play styles and that is different. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about level of club. We are in the same caliber as West Ham, bro. I'm telling you this right now. When I say same caliber, I mean like we need to be talked about in the same manner.
You're talking about in terms of notoriety of recent times and prestige and things like that. Yeah. You know what? You know what it is? You know what you lot have? Fantastic PR.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I hear that. But at the same time, even when I look around, like obviously, like you get me, everybody does like the top six thing, but bro, like I hear it, like we're top six team now, whatever. Mm-hmm. But bro, we are not. I don't care about no PR, broski. I couldn't care less. Like I understand what you're saying with the PR, like that is the facts of it.
But that's why, to answer your question, that's why you. Plus, on top of that, not only have you had like managers who are, you've had well-known managers and likable managers from a media standpoint, you've also had some fantastic players. That's what ties you over the top. The reason why people look at Spurs away, because when you look at the caliber of player you had, and you mentioned West Ham. West Ham have had nowhere near that caliber of player. Let's just use the past, since the two, let's say the past 25 years. Yeah. They've not had a Van der Vaart, a Gareth Bale, a Modric, even though it wasn't 2000s, a Ledley King. The list goes on. You've always had the player that people look at and go, oh yeah, he's a top quality player. Even before that, even though he wasn't at the highest, Robbie Keane, for example, you had a Jermaine Defoe. You always seem to churn out good players always still always seem to be there at very worst. Sometimes great, sometimes top class. And on top of that as well, entertaining. You lot have always been entertaining for the most part. Whether win or lose, you've always been like super entertaining. And plus the bottle tag as well.
For Messi, like that too. Really, bro? For really?
But hey, you know what you are? You are Liverpool on a lower scale. Look how Klopp's spoken about.
I was even going to say, that's even what I was saying the other day. I was actually saying this to my friend the other day. I was saying that that Liverpool wouldn't actually be too far off being like us if they hadn't won the champs and the recent Prem that they had won, in my opinion. There's still more to them than us, but at the same time, you get me, in my opinion, innit? But what I was even saying to that is, listen, it's all good in that we had all these players and that, but we didn't win really. We had what, Carabao Cup with some of them, but we didn't really win anything prestigious with all of these players. That's why I had a problem with, obviously people will come and grill me, but I'm with Jez, we've spoken about this. That's why I had a problem with like Harry Kane, because I've seen certain players who are not even as good as Harry Kane win stuff and take their team by the scruff of their hand and win games. Aubameyang did it with Arsenal in the FA Cup. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, these things. West Ham win a Conference League. Listen, I will take any trophy right now, bro. Just need something. Like, this is what it is. Next season, I'm not found it. Every season, obviously, we chop and change managers a lot, but every season, like, do you get me? I don't care, bro. Like, whoever's in the managerial position, win me something, bro. Because if Ten Hag can win something with this United team, bro, we can guarantee win something, bro. So this is why I don't really take, like, obviously, the excuses of people saying, oh, it's a new manager and blah, blah, blah. Nah, but we can win. You've got to take the competition seriously.
I agree with that.
Just remove your thing of like, oh, this is just a competition, but we need a trophy. So every competition we play in, put your all in, put the best starting 11. I don't care if we're playing, Barrow FC, put the top starting 11. I don't give a toss. We need to massacre them type of teams and just get something, man. Like, this is just being honest. I know these men are going to use it against me, TJ Warren and all these guys, but I'll be back, though. Do you get me? At the end of the season, we'll see you next, but I'll be back, bro. So, yeah, man, like, I just think, yeah, man, that like, right now, Ange's just got the leeway right now because you're a new manager, you get me, your first season, you ain't got everything that you want yet. But I do see, like I say, red flags, as in, you get me, sometimes it's not looking like right now, you have a plan B or a plan C, and that set piece problem needs to be fixed ASAP. Like, I don't know how... That's the Chalobah goal. This is like basic defensive things that I don't understand. How can two guys be free at the back post? Like, not even two, free, really and really free. Like, I don't understand that. And it's like Emerson Royale, you're just standing there. You're not looking, you're not aware of your surroundings. Then you're running and you're throwing your hands out, but you weren't even checking your surroundings. Brennan Johnson, I can't really get on because I personally think he did get blocked off. Do you get me? But obviously, like, either way,
you've got to be stronger there. It's Cooper.
So it's still preventable. That's the thing. That whole goal is preventable. So it's like, for me, I'm looking at the players, I'm saying, bro, this is basic. But then at the same time, is it the players or is it down to tactics? But in my mind,
the coaching there on that part.
Yeah, you get me. It's gotta be coaching because you just can't leave three. It's like three people at the back post, and you're just letting guys just wander, and that's how Chalobah got the goal. Like, it was ridiculous. I had to watch it back like 5 times to make sure I was seeing what I actually saw. Do you get what I'm saying? And then like I said, with the second goal, once again, it's like, bro, like, you get me? Like, you're not alert to the ball. It's hit the post. Everybody's standing there watching. They're the first alert to go and get the ball. Like, I don't understand how this happens. These are basic things as football. Even academies, they teach this. Even in academies, even in Sunday League, they flipping teach this, bro. I've said this so many times. Even the goalkeeper thing, when we've been struggling with crosses from corners, like, how do you leave your goalkeeper to get tickled by a centre-back? And then the centre back is all twiddling with his arms. Like, no, did he?
You see the set piece thing here? And I only found out actually a couple of days ago. The people that actually do the defensive set pieces, they weren't actually never set piece coaches before. I just put them in this place instead of actually hiring actual set piece defenders. Because offensively, we don't do that bad on set pieces. Because I think we're still in the top 5. We're actually most set pieces scored. But defensively, we could probably concede the most. Yeah. So, I said already, bro, like, for me, because last season, we probably had more bosses in the team, but yet we were still fine defending set pieces. That's what I say. For me, that's coaching. I don't think necessarily these guys don't get told. I don't think these guys can get taught in training, do this, do that on a consistent basis. I don't think they go through enough what they should be doing. Yeah. So, yeah, for me, I think I don't really blame the players anymore at this point. I blame the coaching. I think I said it to in the group chat literally this afternoon before to the build up of the game. Victor was trying to tell me that Chelsea don't score from corner. Well, Tottenham come into the bridge today then, not corners. I said Chelsea don't score set pieces. Yeah, this is what he said. And I told him, yeah, Tottenham's coming over to the bridge again. And then look what happened. Even they could have had a third goal because Madison takes all the man stupidly again. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, for me, that's a coaching issue that is so bad where I have to go back to last season and said that wasn't an issue last season.
Yeah.
And it's not like enough. obviously some people want to come after Vicario for the issue of him not being maybe strong enough, standing his man in goal, which I hear. But at the same time, we had literally Hugo Lloris who refused to come off his line. So it's not, for me, a thing of a guy that refuses to come off the line. That's why we could see in all these goals. Now I look at it from a situation where you just have to go on. Whoever's involved whoever's involved in the defending of the set pieces, either relieve them for their job and they have to find a new job elsewhere, or relieve them from the actual task of the defensive corners, because clearly it has not been working all season. And I think he mentioned it even after the Arsenal game, and we still, a couple of days later, we still have the issue. I said to my friend as well today, bet on Chelsea scoring from a set piece today. Easy money. Because it's like, you might as well, because we're just going to, and this is just going to happen to the end of the season. Like, what, Sheffield get something, Liverpool, like, we might as well go down. We might as well start the games 1-0 for the opposition, because we're always going to concede from a set piece. Because, I don't know, like I said, man, for me, that's a coaching issue for me.
Yeah, no, you're right, bro. It's definitely a coaching issue, because I even touched on, like we said, we even spoke about ourselves the other day. It's like, even with the, like I said, with the Arsenal game, like, I just feel like it's just basic. But it's the reason why it's annoying me is because it's not even something that has to be, it's not even something that has to be overdone too much. It's like, bro, it's even basics, bro. Like, it's just simple basics. Like, every time, like, I feel like you should be protecting your keeper in certain at corners, in my opinion. Yeah, I feel like you should protect your keeper in corners. How can you leave your keeper to just be getting touched, barged? Like, I even said to somebody the other, I was saying, bro, like, if I barge into you now and you can't do anything about it, because you can't punch them in the face. This is football, bro. So what do you expect him to do? You want him to strangle him or do what's it called, WWE on him? It don't work, bro. It's not going to happen. Yeah. So obviously it's like, now I'm saying to myself, like, just put somebody on the keeper, defend the keeper, and then let the corner happen. And then we can worry about the rest later. Like, it's just simple basics. But I think Ange, I don't know if I'm right, you'll probably know, but I think I saw something the other day that Ange, apparently when he did get asked about a set piece coach, he was saying that we don't need it or something like that.
He was talking about how it's definitely one of the concerns that he has in his mind, but it's not a main concern. And I actually went on and made some research. People think if I don't make research, I actually made research, and actually the following season from last, because there was actually a same concern at Celtic. And then the following season, the defending set piece situation actually drastically improved in terms of the following season. They started to concede a lot less goals from set pieces. I don't know exactly who was responsible for the defensive set pieces there. So I have to make some more research in that. But like I said, these are scenarios where you don't even have to go and pay big money. You can go and look for people at other clubs and pay a compensation. Like, we have done it before where we gone probably to even bigger clubs and paid a compensation for a manager to come here and coach. Like, it's not anything difficult. But so this, for me, is like, this for me, that's even this one of them hirings where you do that even before you even go and sign a player, even if it's like a main target that you're trying to chase.
Yes.
Because it's a simple thing. Like, for me, saying like, these are things that are just not going to change till the end of the season. That's why I don't really complain about it, set pieces anymore. I talk about it, but I don't complain about it more, because it's like, I feel like it's a waste of time at this stage to still talk about the set pieces. Like, it's going to change. Like, I think prior, multiple times on streams actually came out and said, like I said, what did I say again? Yeah, by the way, obviously, I'm going to get to my, obviously, I didn't watch the game, but take what I said from the last stream and the stream prior, pretty much take all what I said in 2024 and put it what happened in the Chelsea game.
Yeah, fact. That's why I asked De Niro the question first, because I had the idea of what you was going to say, because we've spoke much more in regards to it. Like, I knew you weren't going to watch the game, which you stated. But yeah, it's just how toothless you were going forward. Like, you had enough possession and had enough of the ball in the right area. It was just,
I say it multiple times over. Zero. I'm telling them, like, all the time. You see, when obviously you see lineups, people on the timeline, they say, I'll play this guy and play this guy and this guy. I said it's already, man. It doesn't matter for me who you play in the front three. It's not gonna look amazing for the rest of the season because these guys are just not gonna go and do the job that we necessarily need them to do. This is the reality. Our midfielders, by the way, I tweeted this before, but fun fact, Lucelle's our best creator in 2024. And he's getting the Hear Nigga Damn minutes. Like he's getting the Tiana Antetokounmpo minutes. You know what I mean? Like he's getting the Tiana's minutes, bro. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he's our best creator, bro. That's what I say, bro. Let me fact check again real quick. Well, yeah. I think Lucelso came on in the 85th minutes-ish. Let me go and check just to make sure. Yeah. Whatever minutes he came on, it was somewhere around that time, yeah. Yeah, he came on the 86th minute. Guess what, Flawless, yeah? It was only eight minutes after to play when he came on. He created the most chances for us this game against Chelsea with 8 minutes. And there were guys who came on earlier who we say better players than him. And I said, it's really like, he must have slept with Ancha's mother or some shit. Like, shit. Like, he must have told Ancha, like, you ever make a biddy hit the knees or some shit. Like, bro, like the way Lo Celso is getting treated like Tiana is crazy to me because it's like, and I'm not, and people know my feelings about Lo Celso. I'm not Lo Celso's biggest fan. I've been saying for the longest, like, if we were to sell him, I'm not really going to go and cry and feel like, because I don't think he has done things at the football club where I go and be like, oh my God, we can't sell him at any cost. But the treatment that he has been given, considering how bad Kulusevski and Maddison been who play in those positions, I'm like, it's kind of crazy to me how he's just not getting any minutes. It's just crazy. And for me, you decide to drop Maddison, which is a good thing for me. Dropping again against Liverpool. Like I said already, for me, play some of the academy kids who's been actually playing. Play some of the academy kids who've been playing really well all year and make these guys know, yo, we had the 4-0 thrashing versus Newcastle. We had a 15-day break. Then you turn up to the Arsenal game at home, go down 3-0. And then you go to the next London derby and lose 2-0. And you don't look like the next thing's like, remember the truth meme said like, ready for the game. What are you really doing in the game? What are you doing in the game? You know that meme is like, and I'm like, yo, this is what it feels like when you go and watch these guys trying to go and create out there. That's why I said even at halftime, and I know you made the point of me, and you made the point of Maddison has to come on and this and that, and I get that. But how can you send a better message to these guys that are saying you guys are not performing well by not letting these guys play even if we don't 2-0? Let them be mad. Before the game, I see a video of Maddison coming in to the game, fuming, because he knew he got shot. And that's good. I want these guys to know.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
I want the guys who are underperforming know that you guys been playing shit and you guys have been contributing. Obviously, I said this already. I took screenshots of everything that I said about Ange and how I feel about him, and literally every game applies to it, and every game that we lose applies to it. So I don't really want to even gonna go about it anymore because it's like I don't want to repeat myself about these same issues. But when it comes to the players, it's like with the manager, what I say is the best thing that I think he can do to make these guys know, yo, you guys have not, the way you guys been performing is unacceptable. Fair. Is by dropping them. Even if I would go as far as dropping them completely from the match days, this is how far I would go. Because for me, it's like these last three games, I think the aggregate in goals conceded is 9-2. And in the space of like a month and a half. And for me now, it's like, for me, it's unacceptable in terms of the application from the players. Like only after you go down maybe by 2 goals you want to start playing football, and for me that's just not acceptable. Obviously there's issues with the manager which I have multiple times talk about the fact that why we still sending multiple guys into the opposition box when you know none of them can hold the football, the profile that we are linked with and you trying to chase and how you'd rather look at personalities rather than actually the footballing abilities. And I said, there's a lot of things where I think he can fix. But this is why I say as well, like, the application for the players have been massively disappointed, if I really have to be honest. Just it's, and it's considering how bad these results are. It's like these guys know we get paid. We get paid money anyway, so who cares if we go and lose these games? Like, me and truly, they should be grateful for the fact that Man United, West Ham, Chelsea has been shitting the bed all season. Because probably because of those teams, the way they've been performing, this is the reason why we're only really going to be, probably most likely why we're going to be playing European football. And this is where I say for the manager and the players, you should be grateful that these teams not taking advantage of the fact that how bad we actually happened in 2024. And obviously people ask me over multiple times, Jez, are you Ange Holt and shit like that? I said already, there's really nothing really that I feel like the manager can do to me to make the manager out at this stage of this. For me, it would be just too late. For me, it's too late to just turn manager
signing Gallagher or Werner.
This is what I say. This is where I was actually going to go to. Mm. Like, for me, turning Ange over, we literally have like 4 games left to play is stupid for me.
Yeah, that's
right. We have played this game probably 6-8 times already this year, and you're turning the manager out when 4 games left to go. For me, it's like, nah, that for me, this is not the time for me to go and be the manager out. But where I do go with the leaning towards wanting to be the manager out is if you go and sign the prophets like Gallagher's for 50 million, like it's been rumored to be, if you go and sign Werner, because both of them maybe in terms of the personalities, maybe the one of them being a homegrown player, to help with the issues that we have. We do have the issues, so I do understand that we have to maybe sign one, two English guys, but it doesn't have to be these guys. I told him multiple times before. In January, we had an opportunity to go and sign Adam Wharton from Blackburn. And I said, no, good young player. He can ironically actually fit the number 6 role that we've been actually chasing all year. Now he's at Crystal Palace hooping. And he would have helped helped what we actually need to do. And I think, we talked about it literally yesterday on Cheek Show for the preview to this game. I said it's already like, if you really, really, really want this guy, just wait a year and sign on a free and just let him be just some squad player. Because if you're a squad player, you can just be rotting on the bench until like you have to play an Europa League game, even if I don't want him as well as a squad player. But then for me, it's at least reasonable. But then what, spending, knowing the club Tottenham that doesn't spend a lot of money anyways in a summer window, splashing like nearly the half of it on Gallagher for 50 is crazy to me. And then Werner is like, again, I talk about the fact that we can't keep the ball and then we signing players that can't keep the ball. It's like, it's counterproductive in terms of what the manager wants to do. And this is where I look at the manager funny and I'm like, you talk about wanting to go and be successful. You want to know about how top 4 is not an achievement, because this is what he said this year in the press conference. And I agree, top 4 is, for me, is not an achievement. Only in certain contexts is okay to say that. But overall, for me, there's not an achievement. And like you mentioned before as well, winning is the most important thing, and he wants to be winning next season something. But then signing these two guys goes against everything that you want to do. So for me, like I said, that's for me a headache to wait to the actually summer window starts for us. Yeah. And if you sign them, then I will be here and saying that, like, I will not even going to be here on the rant and say, oh, this, why would you sign this guy? Why did you sign these two guys instead? Why, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go on the rant. I'm just going to say I'm the manager of, because then for me, it's like, you pretty much put your rights in your own bed already. You're pretty much writing your own death right there.
Yeah,
on the spot, in my opinion. And like I said, like for me, it's about just coasting to the end of the season. Like, that's why I didn't tune into this game. That's why I'm not really fuming as maybe other Tottenham fans do, which is understandable. Again, you lost back-to-back London derbies, and there's probably two of your biggest
and Newcastle as well.
Sometimes I forget about the Newcastle game. Ridiculous. Honestly, I didn't watch the game, but I remember the day before. But I remember what I was saying the day before the Newcastle game. It's an early kickoff. It's Tottenham away. It's Tottenham playing away. It's Newcastle.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I said we was going to get our ass blasted. So, and what happened? It didn't. So I didn't even bother waking up for the early kickoff. So That's the funny part about it, because Florence knows it happens all the time.
You did
everybody would call me like, just shut up and all that. But I actually call most of the things right.
You do. Annoyingly, you are right. That's why when you say things about Spurs, I actually do take it on board. I don't just dismiss it. I'm like, all right, Jez, there's a method to the madness. There's a reason why Jez is staying what he stayed in regards to this game. The game against Newcastle, they're just free off the top of my head that he's called.
Bro, the thing I'm taking the piss with the Madison thing, I've actually been serious.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's because you.
Oh,
that's why.
Of course, it's against me. I mean, I'm beautiful. I know. Let me get to the super chat anyway.
Big up to deluded Chelsea fan. He put hashtag football wars. Big up to Sam, because obviously he made football wars on in the Twitter spaces. And he says the European race is nice. United and Newcastle to drop points, in my opinion. Well, they will definitely big up for the super chat. Firstly, secondly, they will drop points because they play each other. So I think it's the game week 37, I believe. United playing Newcastle at Old Trafford. Will United drop points against Palace? Yeah, I think so. Will United also drop points against Arsenal? Yeah, I think so. Will United also drop points against Brighton? Yeah. So I could see us literally maybe draws and maybe beat Newcastle. But yeah, I understand your point. In regards to Newcastle, I've not seen their running, so I'm not sure. Let me actually check Newcastle's running to see, because I don't know who they actually play outside of Manchester United.
The running is quite decent, but then when you saw the games like the new Crystal Palace game, this is where kind of like the panic starts again.
So
away to Burnley, who obviously fight for the lives, home to Brighton, away to United, and then they play away at Brentford as well. So yeah, that is a good running. So Newcastle will probably, unfortunately, pinch United to that sixth spot, probably. Go on,
you think?
Big up for the super chat. Yeah.
I think you lot will stink out that Crystal Palace win, you know. I think
you'll be Palace.
Yeah. I think you'll stink out a Crystal Palace win, you know. Like, not win it like as in convincingly, as in on a very stinky flex though. But I feel like you lot could do it still. There's a way like this. Your manager's so weird. Like, he just manages sometimes to stink out results at times where everybody's like, this guy should mess up or rub up. But then when you lot are saying, yeah, we should probably get the win. That's when he normally just messes up.
I actually think we'll do that against Newcastle. I think it'll be a bad performance, but we'll beat Newcastle at OT.
I think you do that against City. The final.
Final as well. I even said that myself. You know? Stinky one.
It's gonna be stinky. Like you probably go 1-2 goals down, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, dudes is just gonna start popping out of nowhere and just actually start doing some shit. Like I said already, all I'm saying is it's not over for United, and I look like the crazy one. But yeah, I mean, shit, you don't want to talk about it, the only way you mean is
on penalties. That's it.
I mean, you can get to penalties though.
Are you talking about
what do you mean? What do I mean by that? The only way Manchester United win that final is on penalties. That's it. If we manage somehow to get to penalties, I think we'll win. I favor us on penalties against them. That's it. Everything is all wrong for us. Stylistically, City, we don't match. Hey, in the chat, I think it would have been last season, but one, we don't match up against Manchester City stylistically. Stylistically, they've got us, mentally, they have us. And that's not even mentioning they have a better manager, they have a better team, better squad, and better individuals. Like, adds in. Like, it's not even like where it's a Chelsea, Manchester City thing where you go, yeah, it's in City's favour, but they match up well. We match up, in the league, we match up the worst against Manchester City. We match up horribly against them. That's why I said penalties. Bear in mind, we was a better side last season than they beat us comfortably in the FA Cup final. So I don't know why this season will be any different. They may not be as good as they were last season, but we're much worse. I'll see us. I don't know. And I don't trust his manager to even set us up to, like, all right, you know what? We're just going to play for penalties. If we play for penalties, we'd have a chance. But he's not even going to do that. Unless the players...
I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong if United play for penalties, though.
So what are we supposed to do? Go out there and attack them?
No. I also don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm trying to say this.
What do we do?
I'm trying to say, if United play to penalties from minute one, I think they're going to lose the game in 90.
Okay.
So what you want them to do?
This is, so for me, it's like, obviously, do what you do with Pop League, the best is, which is like, trying to be actually compact. I need to go to a different screen because of, you know, fuck, you know. Now, all I'm saying is that United should try and be compact, but also actually be a threat. Because remember the one game, I think it was this season. At the Etihad, where you were actually not trying to attack at all, and then City was just able to get the Foden goal. What's the Foden goal to
again? People take get the lead. Not trying to attack. No, we just couldn't. We're just not very good. No lack of application. It's just a lack of skill and quality because we scored the ban from Rashford. Then the one where Rashford ran through and he should have headed the ball forward. And people always keep looking at that. Like City didn't have chances before that.
No, they had chances before that. But I think this is the issue, though. It's like, I feel like your team will just automatically just crumble in the first 90 if you just completely give some submission and just play from the penalty for a minute more. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong about trying to play against the penalty, considering the situation that United actually going through for the season.
What is the plan? What should the plan be?
Like I said, stay compact and actually trying to hit them on the counter when the moment arrives.
Okay. This is good. All right, hit them on the counter-attack with who?
Well, you have, well, it's Rashford, it's Rashford there.
Rashford is he currently injured? I think he's available. I think Rashford would be available.
If Rashford is available, Rashford, Garnacho, and then just
he got injured because he didn't play the last game.
But how long is he going to be out for?
I'm not sure.
Because the final is after the last game of the season.
So
the week after, so there's going to be what.
Use the front three we are, or front, we'll say quartet, trio. Who's the quartet or trio?
I think if these guys are going to be healthy, that I'm about to say, then let's
say hypothetically, everybody's fit and available. So you got everybody.
I will probably just go running it with Garnacho, Rashford, and Højlund. I'm not saying this is good.
I'm not trying to be shameless and say
that's good to go and counter that. I'm just trying to say that.
Shameless, okay.
Right. How is it shameless?
Jez, I'm not gonna lie, everything that you just said was circles, bro.
I'm just trying to say that. If the mindset is to play for penalties for minute one, I think City is just going to have a
comment. Right, so we've established you don't agree with that game plan. So you said the game plan should be counter-attack. So my question to you is, who is the trio in the captain?
The trio that I said, those three guys.
So who left, who right? Garnacho on the left or?
Garnacho on the right, actually, because Rashford right is dog shit.
Okay, so Rashford on the left against Kyle. Matching pace for pace, cool. And then we got Højlund
on the right. Garnacho on the right, and then Højlund up top.
Garnacho on the right, up against, you know.
I don't think these United players are good. This is the point. I'm saying I've seen Crystal Palace guys being able to do that. So United can't counter attack against United and City.
No. Who's gonna counter? This is ties into what I said at the start when I say stylistically they match up against us. Counter attacking against Manchester City is 9 times out of 10 for most teams the way to go about it. That is the way to go about it. Like, for instance, when Chelsea play them, Chelsea do that to them very well as they have pace on the break, etc. As do Spurs. You not have played very well against him in the past. That's why Son has so much joy, etc. We do not have a Cole Palmer. We do not have a Harry Kane or Heung-min Son. We have nothing in attack. We have zero X factor. You're talking about Rashford, who matches up very well against Rashford if we're going to play him on the left. Kyle Walker matches up extremely well against him. When you look at, because Rashford has a good record in the Manchester derby. More often than not, Kyle Walker's not there. Oh, he's playing central. Rashford's playing central or playing right. In the chat, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember too many times Rashford scoring and it's been Kyle Walker's been playing at right back or it's been Kyle Walker's fault. You're mentioning Garnacho, Ake, Vardio, perfect scenario for them because Garnacho can accelerate. That's it. He does not have top speed. Garnacho don't run away for like over 5-6 yards. He can clear you 110%. But we're talking about a big Wembley pitch. We're talking a big Wembley pitch. So we're talking your 25 yards, 35 yards, maybe 50 yards if we're going from box to box. So, and Ake, Vardy, or Diaz, or Stones, if he's fair, Kyle Walker will all catch up. Now, Højlund, he is the X factor. Højlund, definitely. But he, as you can see, one, getting him the ball is pretty much a myth. And two, his confidence is on the floor. So we have one attacker in Højlund who's not scored in, I mean, 8 games now. Maybe that could change leading up into the final. And then we have Bruno, who was never in his life had a good game. Actually, I tell a lie, he's had one good game against Manchester City, was last season when he played wide right, when we beat him 2-1. That's the only good game he's had. Man said, Walker's finished, bro. Even Sterling cut him. And so what did Rashford do again? What did Rashford do
Walker's
against
still good,
my
bro.
Guy? My question to you.
But people need to calm down with the Walker.
No. Whether Walker, let's say Walker's falling off. You know one thing Walker has in abundance? Pace. That's Rashford's main asset. People want to criticize Sterling and all this. You know one thing Sterling can do is he has some form of composure. Yes, he's not had a great season at Chelsea, but guess you this, he's better on the ball than Rashford. He offers you more on the ball than Rashford, which isn't tough. So keep thinking, Walker's finished, bro. All right, cool. So when Rashford plays Walker locks him up. Let's not add to crap.
By the way,
for anyone asking,
just because I'm saying this is the game plan that United should go for, is saying that this is the game plan that will lead United into winning the game in even 90 minutes or even winning the game in general. I just think if United just could, I feel like when your players have to start, if the mindset in your players, I think this goes back again to the level of the players and why so many United players have overstated their time at United is the fact that if you go and tell them, go defend for your life for the whole night, whole 120, I feel like one of them or two of them just going to have just a fucked up moment. They're just going to give a penalty away like they've been doing for the last six and seven games properly. And then City give a penalty anyway. So I feel like the mindset should be just
I do agree with you to an extent. We should be counter-attack is the way to go forward. It's the best plan, but it's terrible for the players we have. We don't have the players to serve that purpose.
But you tried that. You know what it is? You did that, though. You see, at the air you had, you actually tried it. It just didn't work, innit? And the other thing I think as well, I feel like it could work as in sitting back and that, and then obviously if you get like what happened with Rashford getting that goal that you got against him, if you can get like a stinky lucky goal like that.
Yeah, we have to get a worldie.
But lucky.
It's got to be a worldie.
Yeah, it's got to be something crazy. But you know it is, if they can get that, I feel like then it's based on like the lineup because I'm pretty sure like you get it. It's a lot of the times when you've sat back, it's always been like a McTominay problem or somebody in the midfield that's not tracking a certain runner or not tracking or just like lazy and about, not checking shoulders, not checking their runners. And then that's what happened. Because when you played Nottingham Forest? And then I think McTominay was meant to be tracking his runner. He lost the runner and then obviously a bit. And then that's why. So I feel like there's certain players who kind of ruin it too. Because at the end of the day, one thing I'll say is that even though Bruno stinks, isn't it? Like, he still can get back. If it comes to a defensive thing, I still think he can put in a little bit of a shift there.
Because he can go out there and run around. And one thing he can do with the ball at his feet is hit space. That's one thing he can do. And there's going to be plenty of space to hit. However, how much of the ball are we going to have? It's on the back four. Like if Varane will probably be fit. Let's say Martinez is, or let's say it's Johnny Evans. I actually trust the centre backs. It's everywhere else. The full backs I actually trust. Onana's prone to a mistake in this game. I can see him an Onana mistake in this FA Cup final. The midfield trio, I trust from a... Actually, I tell a lie. No, I trust Mainoo and Casemiro. I don't trust Bruno from a defensive standpoint. Was that team against... The away game against Liverpool, that lineup was on point in regards from a defensive standpoint. They did what was required. They made us, but he won't play that lineup again. Maybe he just play Bruno right. Maybe the manager does go, all right, you know, I'm going to play Maino, Amrabat, and Casemiro in midfield, which to me would be the smart move.
I play those
three in midfield. That's what Martinez I would do. Martinez would
be a difference maker as well.
If you get Martinez and Varane behind that trio,
yeah.
I actually trust Wan-Bissaka in this game, whoever's on the left-hand side, whether it's a Foden, whether it's a Grealish. I trust him Dalot if he's playing left-back, whether it's a Foden, whether it's a Bernardo Silva. Like, I trust him to an extent. So it's going forward. We have zero X-factor. There's not one player I can look at and go, all right, if you get the opportunity, you'll create something. If you get the opportunity, we'll score. We don't have that. That's one thing Chelsea have in abundance with a Cole Palmer. You lot have it, even though he's been off. You have it with a Son. You have a player in the final third. We have zero counterpunch. Zero. This is why we don't create and we don't score. Against City are one of the better defensive outfits. Plus, they're going to keep the ball as well. And plus, I don't trust our defense to keep them out. That's why, yes, the aim should be a counter-attack. But that's the only game plan we've got. Because it's the same counter-attack or play for penalty, same difference. Because we got to defend for our lives regardless. We got to be out there. Because if we go a goal down, it's a wrap. If we win this in normal time or extra time, it's a 1-0. Maybe pray for a set piece, attack set pieces. Because that's one thing we can do. That evens itself out. Like with a Casemiro, for example. Like McTominay, if he's on the pitch, for example. Set people. Hear what I'm talking about? Set pieces or worldy or City mistake. Is it?
That's why I wanted Chelsea to play in the final against United.
If it was Chelsea, we'd beat them.
I wanted Chelsea to lose the final so I can see Prime lose three finals in a year, man. This is what I wanted. City winning the finals for like that's like two things. It's like whatever, but. I need some sort of enjoyment in all of this fun. That's why I say, like, I'm not saying here trying to paint these scenarios up and think that United, this is this way that United is just going to win the game. I mean, either way, sitting back and just don't do anything or staying compact and trying to do at least a little bit on a counter-attack, I don't think necessarily that United's going to go and this is going to be the way that United is going to
It's the same thing.
Because I still believe the Etihad game.
It's the exact same
in the second half. I think in the second half though, in the Etihad game, I think you completely shut down the whole idea of wanting to do it though. Even though, yes, I do agree that them players also got shut down from the City players, and Pep probably did some adjustments as well at halftime. But I feel like Ten Hag actually decided, you know what, we're just gonna actually defend that 1-0 for our lives. We're not gonna even try to attack anymore. Because that reminds me, because the only one moment I can actually remember when you guys did try to go on a counter-attack was when Rashford, for whatever reason, decided to just go down, like remember that shoulder
when he hit the deck. Yeah, when he hit the deck.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, you could have actually just hold up the ball or so, something like that, and then you end up conceding for that. That's the only time.
I talk about with these men, decision-making. Whether we attempt to counter-attack or not, we don't have the facilities for that. Like I said, if we win this game, one, I think it will be on penalties. If we manage to score in normal time or extra time, it'll either be a worldie, like Rashford scored at the Etihad. It'll be a set piece or it'll be a terrible mistake by them. We're not cutting them apart even on the counter-attack. We were better last year and struggled. So I don't see it being any different. We were much better. We were better defensively and offensively. Much better. And we still lost with ease. Still got brushed aside. Well, I hope I'm wrong on the players, but for every people like, oh, well, stop him from doing the double. They were off for a treble last year. What was the difference?
I think it's a final.
Where was the fight? And we were a goal down in 13.
It's a final, isn't it? So, like, at the end of the day,
it was a final last year too, De Niro.
Nah, I hear it, but you get me.
We went down 13 seconds. We went down in 13 seconds.
I've tried the whole period.
To winter surf, you know what you can do with your help? Shove it. That's what you can do. You can shove your help. I see how you do, Madison, and your own. I want your help over here. But run up the lights.
Oh, I haven't even started yet.
Yeah, there's over 50 people in here. I don't know how many likes were on. Let me double check, but run up the likes in the chat. We're at 35 likes. That's not enough. Like check 1212. Like check 1212. Let's get up to 50 likes before we close out. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on the channel as well. And in about 20 minutes, we will be going live on the playback for the Philadelphia 76ers versus New York Knicks game 6. People, game 6 NBA playoffs. That's over on the Sarcasm City TV playback. So download that app from your app store or just get to playback.tv/sarcasmcityTV. Yeah, go on, Jess. What are you saying?
Yo, this
big up H in the chat as well.
How can I share a screen? Because we have to name and shame some dudes today. We have to name and shame
Son has to start with him first, man.
That's what I said. I need to go. Today is time. I didn't watch the game, but I know how the game went, so I can just slander them just based knowing how I know these dudes. So
I need to set.
I know them inside out. I know these dudes more than they know each other.
100%.
Do you want to share the screen?
Let me share the screen, man.
It says present.
Present. And then what? Do share screen. There we go. Share screen.
Yeah, of course, Tenero will give you ample opportunity, 100%.
All right, can you guys see it?
Yeah. Can you zoom in a little?
All right.
Zoom in.
A bit.
See if you can zoom in. If you can zoom in more, yeah. There we go. Calm.
All right, there we go.
Hey, in the chat.
Today we name and shame some dudes, man. We name and shame some dudes. But where do we want to start? Where do we want to start?
Hey, we're starting with Sun, man. We're starting with
Sun. All right, there you go.
You want to get to the Sun conversation.
There you go. Go ahead.
All right, first of all, listen. You're meant to be supposedly our star player. You'll start taking games by the scruff of the neck, bro. You're doing all this passing back. You're looking like more like Timo Werner than Timo Werner himself, bro. You're doing all this passing back. You're doing all things. You ain't got a first touch all of a sudden. You're just playing with your head down. And you know what's funny? Yeah, I actually wanted to even ask you this question just here. Obviously, I don't know who I would give it to if he wasn't. But do you really? I don't think Son is a captain. You know? I don't feel like he's got that. He's got that captaincy type of stature.
If you ask me, just based on this is the right way I say it. So yeah, if I batch with a bachelor. Yeah.
Scenario,
right? Yeah. Based on that, it's based on why I gave it to him in the first place.
Mm.
But if I'm really be honest, I just don't think necessarily that you don't need to show captain leadership qualities with all even the armband. Obviously,
you can do it in other ways.
Obviously, a lot of people of our fan base want Romero to get the head, the armband, which I'm cool with either.
Yeah.
But if you give Romero the armband, and we still lose games like this, and we still have these losing streaks, it's gonna be the same conversations about Romero can't speak English. He can't get his head together. He can't perform. And I feel like whoever gets his armband, if I'm really being honest with you, I think the armband conversation to begin with is overrated, because I rather want to see us just perform and win football matches. Because I don't think whoever wears the armband is going to impact any of these games. It doesn't make Romero, fucking Van der Ven, Paul, Sam wearing the armband. It's not going to stop us from conceding from set pieces. It's just not going to do that.
That's a manager thing.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it if it was a situation where we was a much more consistent team, but we always fall short. Then I look at the captain and say, how is it possible that you let your player, how is it possible you can't get you guys going?
Yeah. He doesn't amp up the players either as well, though.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, Romero can do that, but are these guys going to go and do the business?
Because you know what it is, bro. I think team morale is still a thing, innit? Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like it's still
Team morale does matter.
Imagine like you're looking at your team, you're a player on the pitch, and then you're just looking at your captain, and your captain is all sulking and his head's down on the pitch. Like, it don't really help. And then on top of that, like taking away even just this captaincy thing, like, Son, you failed a test. I am just seeing it now. Thank you for the reminder. You failed a test against Alfie Gilchrist, bro. You couldn't even beat Alfie Gilchrist on a 1v1. This is ridiculous, bro.
Come on, man. But you know what's that though? And I told this to Flawless literally last season. That's what I said. For me, you have to mainly just use him as a striker. And if there's certain games where you don't feel like you want to play him as a striker, you have to bench him. Because bench I feel him. Like we get into situations now where I feel like he... I mean, you see it literally on the screen right now. He's 31. Actually, he's 32, by the way. But the Korean, because of the Korean rule, he actually gotten a year younger. So he's basically 32 right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's getting to... Some of our fans don't want to have the conversations. I had the conversations already last season where I said move him to striker, or I think he's finished at the football club. I don't think he is like this. I don't think he's the left winger that our fans want him to be. He takes on guys like he. What he, I didn't watch the game, but this is probably what he did. He received the ball, tried to do some step overs, did some little shimmy and passed the back.
Bro, he didn't even do that. He got the ball and passed the ball. That's what he did. He had no step overs. He didn't do nothing. He tried to take on his man like once with zero step overs.
No, he doesn't take on his man. Like
I was just gonna say, do you know what it is? It's one of those ones where, bro, like even against Arsenal, when we played Arsenal, there was a few chances, like you get me, like, yeah, that's a perfect example. He's been playing how like similar but even worse than Saka. Yes. Do you know why I say that? Because there was even chances in the Arsenal game, yeah, where he could shift and shoot, try and make a bit of space for himself and shoot and have an opportunity. But the guy is just passing the ball back. You're not even dribbling. In the Arsenal game, I can't recall any dribbling. I can't recall any shots he had. It's like, I don't know, because I can't even say it's like a confidence thing. I just feel like it's, you're not taking games as you should as a player. You see that, what I'll give... Even though I say the same thing with Harry Kane in like the big games as in like cup finals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I'll say is that you see, if that was like a North London derby, maybe he's playing those opportunities, he's gonna do that. He's gonna take the game by the scruff of the neck and try to do something.
Do you think De Niro was sulking today?
Do you think he was sulking today? I'm just asking.
You see what it is? I'm not even the word. I don't even think the word is sulking. It's just like your head's down. So as in, like, okay. If you're a captain, if your head's down, to me, I class that sulking because it's like you're the captain. You got to amp people, whether you're sad or not. You got to amp everybody up. And I see Romero actually doing that more than anybody else. When we're losing or something, he'll try to amp the team. But at the same time, I'm just saying that it might not make a difference, him doing that. But I believe in team morale, innit? I believe in that people do look to a certain figure inside the team to say, all right, cool, we're going to go off of your lead. You get what I'm saying? It's like even Chelsea with the penalty thing, like what happened with the penalties and all of that. Like, it's not necessarily that, they have a certified captain, Ascara, but at least, like, you got people like Conor Gallagher who came in and said, yeah, you lot, relax, stop this, do you know what I'm saying, or do this. But what I'm saying in the whole aspect of it is that, see, like, Conor Gallagher, he will get people amped. But I feel like in the Spurs team, there's not really, even Romero himself don't really do it as much. But I don't feel like anybody really gives that team around to say, come on, let's go, let's get it. Like, when Spurs go 1-0 down,
But I think that's the issue. But this is the issue that I have, though. It's like, I remember before Kane got sold, people wanted Kane to be the captain. Respectfully, this guy is not motivating anyone either.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's why I say, like, for me, this is my issue. This is my issue with the whole captain argument to begin with. This is where, like, pass the armband around. Cool. I don't have an issue with Son. It's not the captain. I'm actually happy about if he's not the captain, because then we can finally just move this whole thing away that, he's captain, he has to do this and he has to do that. But what I just know, what's going to happen is we're going to give somebody the captain, we have these bad run of forms again, we asking Romero to, if he's going to be the captain, to be rally the troops, and when the troops can't get rallied up, all of a sudden our fans are just going to go and splash with him. And I feel like that's why I'm like, whoever you give the, this is what I, for me, and this is just my view about these things, and it's my personal. Like, I don't necessarily disagree with you what you say, MDNL, or anybody else. If this is their if it's your opinion, if it's anyone else's opinion, that's cool. I don't, because everybody has their own definition how they view certain things. But in my view, I don't just care about the outcome. Who I have the armband for me. For me, what I care about is go as a squad, you don't, I don't think you necessarily need a captain to just tell you to go and run. You don't need a captain for that. And if you need a captain to babysit you and to get and get you up for a game like Chelsea or Arsenal or Newcastle, then leave my football club. Leave my football club if you can't get yourself rallied up for these type of matches. This is, and I don't think you need a captain for that. Yes, you should have a captain who should be the face of the team. He should be the leader of the team. He should be where everybody can look at and say, you know, you are the one who's going to step up in certain situations. But I feel like, for me, this shouldn't always be the case with the captain where he needs to do everything. Like, a captain is not going to make Brendan Johnson, Richarlison, Kulusevski play better, in my opinion. He's just not going to do that. But again, if Son is the captain, I don't really care. Yeah. If Son is not the captain, sorry, I don't really care to answer really the question in short. Yeah. But for me, it's like, what we can only hope and pray that is then maybe do something for the team. My issue is the fact that one of our vice captains, every time when things don't go his way, he starts crying on the pitch and gets ratted by every opponent. Maddison. For me, I would rather if you remove Sam from captain, remove Maddison from vice captain, just give only Romero the captaincy if you wanted to do it, for example.
And who would you have as vice captain if you had
Romero? No vice captain. Fucked up, bro. Move the armband like some strippers. Like, what? I don't care, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, for me, it's like, I don't care what's the armband, bro. I would even make
the keeper. I would even make Vicario vice captain.
Yeah, Vicario can be a vice captain. Like, for me, it's like, my issue with the captain argument is an issue that we have.
Did you cut out for me?
I thought you cut out, man. Yeah, he did cut out. Jez, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was even going to say the captain thing. The reason why I take the captaincy thing a bit more serious is because I just feel like in teams, in a lot of the main teams that you see, obviously not every team is like a City, you get me? But obviously, like in the main team, City have that type of figure, you get me? That, like, even if it's not a captain, just a figure of somebody who's going to say...
Someone of senior stature who's going to be like, okay, let's get this together. Somebody who's going to attempt to steady the ship. I get what you're saying.
And Son, what I'm saying is, captaincy doesn't necessarily mean shouting or screaming it, but you get me? Like, if we go 1-0 down, lift it. You get me? You can say
example.
Let's go again. Example, exactly. That's example. It. That's literally what I was saying one time. I think I came on here about one time. I think obviously United fans. I think it was on Sheik's channel. United fans were complaining about I can't remember. Was it against City? It might have been against City. And then Casemiro did like a flick, but he flicked it to Amrabat. But obviously. Yeah. He should have known Amrabat's your players.
You're talking about when he lost the ball. I can't remember. I can't remember the game, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm saying, and obviously people were bad. And then I was saying that, like, in that situation, it's like examples of, like, I'm not saying he's a bad example, but I'm saying in that situation, I was telling people that he's got to do better there. As a player of your caliber, you should know your players around you and what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. You've played it to him in a position where you know he was due to make a mistake when you could have just gone long or hoofed the ball out, but you decided to play it back to him. And then obviously from that, you get me, you cause trouble. But that's the way I see it with Spurs. It's like, Son, you don't even take games that we need you to be clutching sometimes. You don't take it in the palm of your hands with your gameplay, and then you don't even try to amp the team up either. So it's that to me.
Because you want one or the other from
you
your
get what I'm saying, one or the other. Yeah? You just have to do something, be an example, because otherwise you may as well have not accepted the captaincy in the first place. Because I just do believe in team morale. I very much do believe in team morale. I feel like if you're
captain, I think it's a thing, definitely it's a thing. Without doubt, yes.
If your captain is not up to par, and the people in the change room are not up to par, I feel like it's just not, it just don't work, innit? Like, if it's not the captain, then there needs to be another figure. But where Spurs don't really have that figure, but I feel like if you were to actually give Romero the captaincy, then he would take up the figure more. And I feel like the captaincy, that pressure, I feel like being the pressure of a captain, because as fans, like, obviously, like, certain fans may not know the pressure of actually being a captain, because these things are pressure, you know. Like, people don't really realize that. As much as we think these men get paid a lot of money, this is pressure to be this type of person. So it's like, if you're going to take a captaincy, that's the pressure that comes with it. People will criticize you more than maybe others. People will say you need to do this because you are the captain. If you don't want that, then don't be the captain. That's the same way as I feel like Romero now. I feel like with a Romero, if you were to give him a captaincy, maybe that might even help. People may not believe this, but I actually think this could be a thing. Maybe that might help take the Bozo gene out of his game. Do you get me? Because more things are on you. People are depending on you. People are looking towards you to be
added responsibility.
Yeah, more responsibility. I've seen it in certain teams, even like Arsenal. He's not captain, but even in Arsenal, it's like you see with like Gabriel now. Gabriel used to have the Bozo gene before. But as he's realized, wow, I'm actually one of the big figures in this team. I need to set an example as the player that I am and amp the team. You now see him in Gabriel with Arsenal. He's always amping the play. He say, hey, listen, let's go, let's go. Even in the Tottenham game, he was the one that was saying, what is going on? Wake up, do you understand? Yeah. It's like, even Odegaard does it. Odegaard, the same Odegaard that Arsenal fans criticize, he always amps. He's saying, listen, let's go, let's go. And I feel like them type of figures is what Spurs, in my opinion, yeah, we've not really, really had that apart from maybe when we had like Alderweireld and Vertonghen and these type of guys at the time, that kind of their presence, they can actually amp players and stuff. But I feel like with our team, we don't have no figure in this team. Like, this team is just a team where it's vibes and it's rum and vibes, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Like,
it's rum and vibes.
This is what we do, bro. It's just rum and vibes, bro. So it's like, bro, like now... Really, I thought that, like, if you got that figure, like, I even remember once again another example when Arsenal, I think they were having a season, and then Xhaka was in the change room, he was grilling Saka. I think he was saying, I did that because, you get me, you lost the ball. Do you get me? You need those type of figures in the change room that are going to do that. Do you understand? So I just think I understand the thing of like captaincy, but I feel like captaincy doesn't need to be talking. It can be even what you like, what you said earlier, just what you do on the pitch, like what you said, Flawless, what you do on the pitch, like how you maneuver. Are you an example? Are you not an example? And I feel like us going 1-0 down with a team that's already low on morale, low on confidence, whatever, you get me? And then you look to your captain, and then
you're looking for him, yeah, because I think you're right, because there's two ways of captaincy. Yes, you have your more vocal captains who, like you said, will shout at people, will bark at people, give instructions, whether they're motivating, whether they're criticized. And then you have the captain who's less like that, but he's lead by example. So yes, he'll G people up, but he's more so, forget, I'm not going to tell you, man, what to do. Hey, follow my lead. Then you get captains that are a mix of both, but you have to do one of those three. Has to be one of those three. You have to either be supremely vocal and you're on people's cases from a verbal standpoint, or you are the ultimate professional in regards to leading by example. And GMP.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go on, Jess. Go on.
See, I heard all this. I heard of this. I think I got cut off before I was talking about literally what I felt about this whole captain thing, just for a sec.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll be so honest, bro. Having a captain that does all that doesn't change the fact that Richarlison is not good enough. It doesn't change the fact that Brennan is not I've been saying for the longest that you should be playing him as somebody that is coming off the bench. It doesn't change the fact that Kulusevski, all right, or even in his preferred position, like he mentioned himself, through the middle can't perform. It doesn't change the fact that Ernest Roth spent $1 million. It doesn't change the fact that this is my point. I'm trying to say we have too many bigger issues than talking about the captaincy, in my opinion. I'm talking about this multiple times before. I think we need to buy a striker. I think we need to buy a number six. I think we need to buy both wingers. We need to buy backup fullbacks. But the main, our fans, and respectfully, our fans want to talk about the captaincy first rather than actually want to talk about maybe even the manager. This is where I actually want to rather go at the manager. I rather want to go at the team first. And I'd rather go at the partners that this team needs, actually, rather than actually talk about the captaincy. The captaincy is not going to change us for the rest of the season.
That's my issue. For the rest of the season, it can't change us. First, the manager always guaranteed comes first in this whole thing, 100%. But one thing I will say is that the reason why I say that him being a captain could have changed this. Not now, it's too late now, of course. Like, it's I'm even saying this from even before. The reason why I say that this can change is because I've seen certain captains play with teams worse than the team that we have now and take the team by the scruff of the neck and make players even, not necessarily the players are any greater than the ability they had before, but they're playing to a certain standard now. Because I feel like every player has a standard. We've seen Brennan Johnson. We know what Brennan Johnson is capable of. And then literally just run across the line, cross. But then it's a thing where, at the same time, you can still keep a standard in the game, which is what I saw from Brennan Johnson against Arsenal. Against Arsenal, as much as I hate on him and I say whatever, he was probably one of the most lively players on the pitch at the time. He beat Tomiyasu a couple of times. Do you know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you now say you get a captain that says, listen, Brennan, you got to play to this standard continuously. Because I know what it's like myself. Like, I kick ball. I know what it's like when the captain comes up to me and he says to me, listen, De Niro, you got to keep pushing.
I'm feeling like, and that's where a captain, even though, Jez, I agree with you, of course there's bigger issues at Spurs. Yeah, what a captain can do, it help those individual players. You're just talking from a mentality standpoint. They ain't going to help you physically. They ain't going to help you technically. But mentally, just being on point, like you mentioned Royale in regards to him making mistakes. A captain on him could prevent him from making as many mistakes as he
Okay, then let's be honest. Okay, if you give Romero the captaincy, and he tells whoever in Spanish or whatever the language is, tells Emerson
Spanish
to go and do this better. Yes, we're talking about code, but realistically, how high is the percentage? And let's say
for argument's sake that the percentage is 2%, that could be the difference in you lot winning a game, drawing a game, or losing a game.
If the percentage from 0% to 100%, which percentage do you rate Royale?
For in what do you mean, just overall, like,
as a player, it's low. So 2% is still low. And yes, 2% can make a difference. I agree with that. But it's not that huge. Yeah. But then they're just going to exploit us in a different situation then, scenario, where somebody else is going to go and score from a corner. And this is my point I'm trying to say, is that as much as I heard the captain, this is my point.
But you conceded from corners, a captain could help with that. A serious captain could help with that. Because that's organization.
A captain should be the reason why.
That's not technical skill.
But
look at the scenario you're in. Yes. For whatever reason, you lot struggle from set pieces. What I'm saying
is, a
serious captain could help with that. Not necessarily saying they would,
but I talked
from an organizational standpoint. But go on.
But this is the thing that I talked about multiple times before. And all fans literally plastered Lloris for being the captain all these years. But last year, we were better at set pieces. Right. And defensively, and unoffensively. So for me, again, I hear the arguments for this, but for me, it's not going to make these guys any better. And this is my whole point. So what? Because Gallagher can go and hype up guys. Should we sign Gallagher then? Is this the reason why Ange wants to sign him? Because he can make him captain.
Yeah, but you know what it is, bro? It's not necessarily has to be from your mouth. It could be the way you play a game. The reason why Lloris got crucified so much, for being when he was captain, was the fact of you make the most ridiculous mistakes as a keeper that you shouldn't make. There were so many mistakes Lloris made when he was in goal that, like, you get me? Like, everybody, you're going to get thingied for that. And then just for the fact you're captain, it's going to be way worse on top of that. But what I'm saying is that I'm agreeing with everything you say, as in, like, the manager thing comes first. But what I'm saying is that, because we went to the players, innit, and we were addressing the players on the pitch. That's why I'm addressing this now. I'm saying,
this is what I say. Like, I'm not saying that the captaincy argument isn't wrong to have, and it's not a wrong discussion to have. I'm saying that. If you give the armor to somebody else, this same result happens, and I guarantee it that could, because the amount of times I come on here and tell you the same things over and over again. Yeah. Sanke gets injured again. We conceded against Liverpool as a piece. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. And this is my point that I'm trying to say.
Looking at potential. Like, saying it definitely helps. We're saying it could help. Having a better captain could help, and that 2% difference, not necessarily
I work in terms of how I view the team, and from what I view, nobody in this team where I get this arm button think all of a sudden we're going to stop conceding.
You're doing too much. No, that's not what we're saying. We're not saying you give the captaincy to somebody else and all of a sudden you stop conceding. All we're talking about is potential improvements and how to make it better. Currently, if you have a better captain, it doesn't necessarily mean yes, it will. Could. That's all we're saying, because we've watched the greatest captain I've ever seen. He got more out of super talented players. Manchester United don't win all those trophies without Keane being the captain. And we had super talented
but
players.
But this is the difference, though.
This is the key thing though.
If you have guys like Keane's and all these characters that this Man United team had, I can sit here and say, you know what? Actually, no, let's give this to somebody I can at least trust. This is where my opinion with this team comes, where I believe nobody that you can give this captaincy to, where I believe the difference will come. I don't look at this team where I don't see anybody in this team where I believe you give the captaincy and potentially I don't see it. But this is United team.
I see the potential. I think you got a good base.
There's potential there because it's not necessarily got to be based right now on, like, you see with captaincy, for example, like an Odegaard, Odegaard is the Arsenal captain. Before Odegaard was at Arsenal, he was just a player that people knew about, but he weren't, like, obviously nobody really was too sure about him being the player that he is now, But we've seen now that if a young player like Odegaard, my opinion is, if a young player like Odegaard can do that, there's no reason why people like Romero and them can't do that. What I say with
Odegaard, they can do that. I don't disagree with that. That's why I said I don't mind if you go and give the armband to somebody else on the team. My belief is that I'll be honest. The captaincy is one of my last worries right now.
It's something that needs to be addressed.
It's my last worry. That's why I don't barely bring it up. It's not like, you know how there's like, you can have two lists where you go on shopping. There's things that are necessary and there's things that you go and buy, and then you say, you know what, I can go and get it on another day.
It's definitely a necessary. If you lot are going to have any success, you need to have a solidified captain. Of course you do.
Yeah, but this is something that I would rather address in the summer. But I'm talking about now.
We're not saying that. But yeah, obviously right now you can't do it because you can't go and get any footbody. But we're talking about that the perspective. If you talk about it in the summer,
this was a conversation in the summer window, then yeah, I can hear that. But again, I just don't. Like I said, I would rather me go and buy some players that we can actually look at.
You definitely need players. I don't think anyone's speaking. Everyone knows what you need. You need players.
This is why I say that. Every time I heard the captain argument, and this is from what I see, is where it's like this is the number one thing that we have to talk about immediately instead of the game that happens. I rather want to talk about.
You must spoke about the game, just.
No, but I'm talking about in general. When I see the captaincy thing, that's the first thing I actually see on everyone talking about the whole captaincy thing. I'm saying, no, let's talk about how certain players didn't do what they were supposed to. Let's talk about how the manager sets up some of these dudes on the pitch in the specific game. That's what I want to talk about. I think it all ties into one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, that it all comes into the same thing, because at the same time, this player that we're addressing, this is his title. He's the captain. Mm-hmm. He's meant to be the clutch player of the team. He's meant to be the person that supposedly leads the team. I've seen him talking about how players come to him, players come to chat to him, blah, blah, blah. So when I'm addressing Son, I will address, this is what I address with Son. If we're addressing now, maybe like Kulusevski, I'm not going to address the captaincy part. I'm just going to address just your game. But with Son, I'm going to address your captaincy. I'm going to address your game. And then I'm going to address everything.
If you go by each player, of course, there's other things that you talk about. If you go player for player, and then you end up by Son, of course you are going to mention the captaincy. I don't mind that. But the fact that this sometimes be the first thing that I see...
Are you talking about the general...
Not even the social media, like the general consensus sometimes when I see conversations.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's the captain, and that is my issue. This is what irritates me so many times when I see this, but I'm like, let's don't make the captain the first thing that we have to talk about in terms of the captain, the arm, not who is the captain, the arm, or who should be having the armband, why Sun is not made to be the captain. Like, I said multiple times before, I was ready to sell Sun this summer, last summer. I was fine selling him last summer. So it's not necessarily me trying to even defend Sun here. For me, it's just the fact that there's clear and obvious issues, but somehow I always heard about Sun being like, ironically, because everybody knows me on this channel, even when we win, I still go and address certain issues that I have. This Sun captain thing, even if we win games in shit manners, it doesn't matter all of a sudden to people. This shit only turns up when we lose.
I know, but again.
That's just funny.
For me, it's stupid. It's stupid.
That is results based analysis. Everyone does that, and you know, not everyone.
Yeah, and for me, and for me, and for me, that, yeah, and for me, that's just it's stupid though.
Because you know,
and again, this is what I say from my own view. The way I just view football and the way I view sports, I just want guys that can. I just want to have guys on the pitch that has the ability by themselves to also get themselves motivated.
Of course,
I just believe you can do that.
Do you know what it is, bro? I hear what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. Like, you should be able to just get on the pitch.
I think we both agree with each other. We have just different views on how we need the captain.
I hear you, bro. But you know what it is? I agree with what you're saying, as in it would be great for players to just get on the pitch, you get me, and just do that. But regardless of that, it's like, bro, confidence comes into this thing. A lot of things come into the game of these players. We've seen it with players like Jadon Sancho and that. We know what Jadon Sancho is capable of. We know what he can do. But then it's like, when you're going on the pitch, really and truly, as a player of your caliber and where you are, really and truly, you should just hit the ground running and do your thing, innit? But as we can see with certain players, they just sometimes don't. So what I'm even saying to what you have just said now is like, I agree with what you're saying. It shouldn't be the first thing. But what I would say is that it's just a thing where the reason why I bring it up now, is because I haven't even spoken on this, to be fair. This is even the first time I've spoken on it.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm speaking on it now is because I noticed it now. I'm thinking, bro, like, this guy is my captain. This guy is meant to be my clutch player. In fact, if you want to do this, because before you cut out, I was even saying that it's not even necessarily even just captain. It's the fact that you are the captain in the fact of, like, you're a captain now, but that, like, you've got that title with you, and then you've got the fact you're meant to be my clutch player too. So it's just making me think to myself, like, bro, like, you're not putting up with anything. If you're my clutch player, but you're my captain, and you're still putting up clutch moments, why would I care if you're amping up the team or not? I wouldn't give a toss. It's the fact that you're my clutch player, you're my captain, you're everything that is kind of leading the team, and it's just not helping. But I'm saying that the team as a whole could do better. Of course, there's so many players in the team that could do better. But it's one of those things where I just think, as the team, there's certain things that could have possibly been better. Maybe if he might not have been captain. Maybe if somebody else was captain and we tried something else. But at the same time, it's like, where I agree with you is that it's not something that I would say is a big deal, but it will be something that, say, if we do get new players in, we get all these players in, and then this guy's still leading the team and we're still doing what we're doing, then it's going to need to be addressed. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, bro.
I got to cut out to go over to the playback. So, yo, love to everyone who's locked in. Hope you lot have enjoyed this live stream. Please make sure you run up the likes, whether you're watching this live right now or watching this back. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on the channel. Make sure you follow Jez on Twitch as well. But get over to the playback. I dropped the link in the chat. I'll drop the link in the chat again. The game has already tipped off. It is the Philadelphia 76ers versus the New York Knicks, game 6 NBA playoffs, people, right there. You see it, it's in the comment section. Get over to playback.tv/sarcasmcityTV or download the Playback app from your app store. If you head over, people, yo, come watch the game with us. I'm giving out VIP passes. So, yeah, man, come watch the game with us. Don't forget as well, we are available on all audio platforms. So not just this show, all the other shows on the YouTube channel, apart from watch-alongs, are available. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, etc., etc. So follow us on Spotify, 5-star us. iTunes, 5-star us on there, SoundCloud follow. But yeah, man, love to everyone that has locked in. What have we got coming up today? 5 p.m. UK time, Man Them United podcast will be back, people. Man Them United podcast will be back talking all things Manchester United. Then following that, Luton Town versus Everton. I'm going to do that on the playback because that should be a good game. Luton always entertaining. Then we're back on the YouTube channel, 11 p.m. UK time for the Manchester United Liverpool show. So that's going to be a goodie, you already know. And then I believe there is an NBA game. Let me just double check this. I think it is the Mavericks versus the Clippers, but I'm just going to double check so I don't give you lot the wrong information. Yeah, I was right, and that's 2:30 a.m. But all the shows I just mentioned, people, are all on the upcoming live stream schedule here on the YouTube, also on the upcoming live stream schedule on the playback. But please get over to the playback right now, people. Head over there. Obviously, we'll still be answering sporting questions over there. Again, make sure you follow Jez on Twitch. Big up to De Niro as well. Big up to all the regulars, all the new people, all the mods, the super chats as well. Hopefully, I see you over there as well. I see you, Nick, saying 14-4, Nick. So hopefully, I see you lot over there. Like I said, if you lot come over, man, I'm giving out VIP passes for the game, which means you can watch the game with us on the same stream. There's no lag. You know what I'm saying? No spoilers. We're all synced up, people. None of that having to pause it. But big up to Deluded Chelsea fan. Big up to C24 for the super chat as well, people. And this has been the Manchester United Chelsea Tottenham show live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Here I want.